This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Blue Monday live Q&A show. And right from the off here, this is how this works. We have no script. I've got some football scores written on my pad. I don't really want to look at them, but there you go. We have no script. So please fill that chat. If you're watching on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, fill that chat with questions, or Richard and I will just talk about what the hell we want to talk about. And we don't want to do that. We want to hear from you guys. Look, the point of this show, Rich, is that we do want it to be led by the questions. All I will say, and if you want to sit there and write cookout, this is terrible, blah, 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 which is reasonable, and we believe in freedom of speech, you can do that. I'm not sure how far that's going to get us to through this next 30 minutes or so. But what we would love to know is solutions, because I think universally we're all sat here thinking this is terrible. You're not going to get anybody disagree with that. But so I think maybe some solutions might help. Anyway, I am here, as you can see, with Mr. Richard Woodward. Richard, how are you doing? You were in attendance last night for another defeat. Just briefly, get some questions in, guys, in the chat, please. Just briefly, two questions to you from me. How was it? And does it make any difference? Do you know what I mean? If this game hadn't happened, didn't exist, are we anywhere differently than we were after being hammered by Bolton?
Yeah, so I was hosted by Mr. Joe Fares last night, which was lovely, and he sits in very luxurious surroundings.
Salubrious.
Salubrious was the word. I wasn't going to chuck it in, but I'm going to. You mentioned it now. So the highlight of the evening was we won the quiz, and I got a mug.
That's the real quiz.
That was the bonus. So
never
I won
mind
a cup.
Your team losing every week.
We're not going to win a cup, but I did. A shout out for comments on this. We debated it on the flagship show. What was the lineup going to be last night? And it turned out to be not the strong lineup that maybe we thought it was going to be. And I just reflect
like it was 1.5, wasn't it? It wasn't a second team, was it? It was wasn't it?
There was enough in there to, you know, these are players that you wouldn't mind giving minutes to. And what do we learn? We learned that the reserves have the same failings as the first team. We learned that Morsi's quite tidy. Carroll can be quite useful on the ball as well, but we didn't learn anything new. And it's just disappointing, really, that we couldn't have, it sounds so depressing to say it, we couldn't have just held out and just got that, that we, that one all. I know it doesn't matter, it's a point in the trophy, isn't
just,
it? But,
we were just looking at the numbers. I had the joy, actually, Richard, of covering Bournemouth QPR last night. Wow. It was a really good game, which you really would have enjoyed.
Two good football teams, yeah.
And we just sort of chit-chatting about this. And I just looked at those numbers and asked you how the game was. And that strikes me as a very fragile team. Chris, that is terribly, terribly kind. Wow. Thank you very, very much, Chris. You shouldn't have a huge super chat from Chris. Very, very kind. It's not obligatory, but if you do want to support, you can do so via Super Chat. Just hit the dollar button where you leave your comments. Right, let's get into these. I'll take this one. FBL Tractor, my question is, are we cursed? I'm struggling to give you a reasonable argument against us being cursed at the moment. So that will do there. If John McGreal doesn't want to be assistant manager, who could be? This assistant manager thing is not going away, is it, Richard?
No, and I'm peddling it, Ben, as well. I'm pushing it.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. But again, Occam's razor, like, is what's the most simplest explanation?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
coaching, yeah. There's not enough defensive sensibility.
It's like troubleshooting,
there,
isn't it?
You know, and I tweeted about this last night. Honest question, hashtag honest question. What would you do if you were Ashton or Cook at the moment? If nothing, doing nothing was the answer, or sacking Cook wasn't the answer. And you look at the coaching staff, and McGreal is there. He's an ex-defender, which kind of ex-Ipswich as well. There's lots to like about it. And does he want to be a manager somewhere else? Probably. We'll give him a release clause. Do you know what I mean? But Burley did it. We've been talking about that. Stuart Houston and John Gorman. I see the logic there. And he lives in Ipswich, I think, or there or thereabouts, John McGreal. I like the idea. Whether Cook will go for it is what matters, isn't it?
The thing that's difficult, Rich, is from the outside as fans, we don't actually know what an assistant, what each of the 92 assistants working in the pro leagues. Sure. We don't know what they do. They all do different things for different assistants for different. You knew where that was going. Different assistants for different needs. I just remember back to the sort of Stuart Houston thing, where it was really obvious what he did, because all of a sudden the defensive record and Richard Wright got really, really good as soon as he came in. But we do acknowledge that we are putting two and two together. But like you say, it's just a troubleshooting exercise. And I totally take your point of, okay, here's your new chief exec. He's not going anywhere. Here's your manager who's intrinsically linked with a lot of these players. And I suppose, like you suggest, what's the next obvious thing is... playing staff looks all right. You're happy with your CEO. You're presumably happy with your manager.
Maybe it's us.
There you go. Matty, 24 hours after another defeat, I'm fully behind Cook and the process. Am I mad? No, you're not mad, because that would be everybody's solution, Matt, wouldn't it? Ride this out a few games, get a few wins, and we'll do a Q&A in 6 weeks, Rich, where all the questions are, do you remember that Q&A we were all commenting on 15th of September, where we all wanted to rip everything up? So Matt is totally not mad, is he?
No, he's absolutely. And this is where, as supporters, we've talked about the frustration before, haven't we? Particularly under Lambert, we can't control things apart from just turning up. And so, you know, we have to accept that we don't know all the facts. You've just said exactly the same. So, Matt, totally understand where that comes from. And to be honest, you're not alone. There's loads of people who are thinking that way too. And it might be the way, you know, there is some truth in 19 new players, new manager, well, newish manager, whole new backroom. Let it drown, let it figure itself out, and then it will happen. The trouble is we've got to endure some painful results in the process. But no, Matt, I can totally get where you're coming from.
I promise I'm going to go back to these questions. Can I just do a straw poll in the chat? Because I know people are a bit split on this, and ultimately it doesn't really matter. But can you let me know, what is it? Is it 24 games in total for Cook and it's 6 this season? Just let me know, are you judging Cook on 24 games or on 6 games in the chat? It doesn't matter which way. I'm just interested in how people are judging this. Are they using the whole run or this season? Or as we discussed with Craig, starting from now, starting from international break number 2. Are you judging him on 24 or 6? Just let us know in the chat there. Let me go back to some more questions. Bits, if owners relegate clubs, as a wise man once said, Richard, then what are our owners doing wrong? Because I believe we're in a relegation battle based on performance. I don't think our owners have done anything wrong yet, no. Have they?
Maybe in a past life, to the point about being cursed. Yeah.
Maybe bought the wrong club. Yeah, there you go. Steve Bold, I don't know where he's working. I remember him working with Peter Reid. Arsenal 21. Oh, yeah, no, he was on the bench for Arsenal 21.
He was EFL Trophy, wasn't he, last season?
Yeah, with Mark McGuinness, wasn't he? Yeah. I mean,
Chris. The assistant thing is only going to happen if Cook goes for it as well, by the way. So.
Yeah.
We're interested in names. It all feels like we agree that the two qualifications for an assistant manager are A, they can coach a defence, and B, they can maybe challenge some of Paul Cook's historic ways of doing things that he's trying to repeat here, and maybe they're not working. Am
can
I right? Do, again, question for
can
the chat.
Can you do one of your graphics, Richard, for Venn can diagram, you do the Ipswich Town blame trial from about 2010? Because it blatantly goes, I don't know, Marcus Evans, Mick McCarthy, Marcus Evans, Ian Culverhouse. do you know what I mean? We're now going fictional assistant manager who we don't yet have. It's just insane. We're all the different players. But hey, I'm not saying that's wrong. Right, Chris, who gave that lovely super chat. Thank you. With so much pressure being put on Morsi, I think that's more by us fans, isn't it? Were the coaching staff and Ashton happy with the midfield without a player like that? And if he's so important, then why don't we have another player like that? I don't know if it's a zero-sum game with Morsi's. And I know Chris is not exactly suggesting this, Richard, that he's the only player that could have done that job and he's the only solution to Paul Cook. I just feel that when they knew they could get him, it was the guy at Cook's highest possible level in management with Wigan when they were doing well. That was what they went to. And presumably when they knew they were going to get him, oh, change your plan, get him in. So Chris's question, I would kind of suggest they probably were, but they ripped it up when they knew they could get him. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, I think that's probably got some legs, isn't it? Because they got burnt with Jacobs. A lot of negative press after dumping him to go for Edwards. So that might have some truth in it. We don't know, but I was of a similar view to Chris, and then I was chatting to Phil Hamm about it, and he was sort of saying, well, there were targets. We went for Morel, for example, for a while. So, yeah, you probably
going in. Was it Pompey? It was, wasn't it? Yeah. That was all good fun, wasn't it? Us and Pompey being linked with everyone. Charlie, did the Ashton American plan have a contingency for where we are now, or were they so confident? I suspect, Charlie, they had a contingency in the same way I have a contingency if my house is going to catch fire. So I can't think of a better example. I don't think it's very likely to happen, and it's in the back of my mind. So probably not, but they will argue that they did. They wouldn't have expected to be here, though, Rich, would they?
No, I think there's different intervention points, aren't there? There are intervention points to get the season back on track so you give yourself a chance of automatic and playoffs, which I guess a lot of people argue is coming up quite soon. But there's a different decision-making situation here. And the squad we've got, you'd like to think that isn't in their thinking. But yeah, I think there's a bit of time left, isn't there, before panic stations set in. And there'll be a plan, and Ashton knows it.
Bits. I feel a bit of a sellout for doing this because he's done the super chat and then admitted he's jumping the queue. As a social experiment, can Rich not comment on any Lincoln players? Not one at all this week. Well, given our defensive record, Richard, I suspect you'd probably throw a dartboard at the Lincoln squad and pick out a goal scorer the way things are going. I mean,
it's not.
Thank you for the super chat, Bits.
Yeah, thanks, Bits. And I tweeted about this as well. Look, if the club can't figure out who the threats are in the opposition, me saying it isn't going to make any difference. And frankly, this week it's a no-brainer because he's their leading scorer on 5 goals, I think. So.
They know. They're just not doing a very good job of stopping them, are they?
But, me saying it isn't going to change anything.
No, 100%, Rich. But there you go, Richard. I used to get accused.
It's a plug for the pre-match show, by the way.
There you go. Yeah, get involved. I used to get accused of Leeds losing just for turning up. What are you going to do?
I've moved house from the Midlands back to Ipswich and we haven't won a game since. So there you go. There's lots of reasons to blame me. Yeah.
It appears Cook's formation doesn't work with current players. Why continue with plan A? Is there a plan B? Adrian, can I push back a little bit? I don't think we can say Cook's formation doesn't work with current players, period, end of story, and you have to change it. I think you can easily argue it hasn't worked yet with current players. I assume the plan B, given the size of our squad now, is to try different permutations. We have spoken about Do you need an extra man in midfield? Do you need to calm the wing backs down? Not even wing backs, sorry, they play like wing backs, calm the full backs down. But is that fair pushback? I know where Adrian's coming from though, Rich.
Yeah, I agree with it. And I think to reflect on his point and the formation, the limitations we've seen so far, we've got limited options in respect to plan B for the fullbacks. The issue at the moment is the fullbacks, isn't it? They don't know really where to be. They bomb on because they're told to, and then the central midfielders aren't filling the voids or what have you. A lot of chat about a 3-5-2 might be a good way to go. I think that's a logical thing because your defence is leaking goals. So add another centre back into the mix, less pressure on the fullbacks. But I think it's just, we've kind of dismissed this point about that Ashton's raised about patience and gelling. These are still players who need to figure out Cook's system as well as him figuring out how to exploit them. It goes two ways. So going back to Matt's point, patience and time. We don't like it, but it might work in this instance.
I think my patience with every result that comes gets shorter and shorter. I think there's a lot of people who are in the same boat as me. Guy, I'm still upset that Cook passed on the opportunity to get 90 minutes into his first choice back five last night. I was thinking about that, Guy. That shows me someone who's quite confident in their position. Because if you were really, really worried about, you know, job security or whatever, you're playing your first team in that game last night and or as many as you can and just winning it just for the sake of winning it. So he's obviously got sort of some level of confidence there, but yeah.
Or the opposite.
Yeah, I was going to say it's an absolute no win because...
Don't get beat with your first team against West Ham under 21s and or get injuries as well. Let's be honest.
I'd be interested in what the chat thinks actually. And we have to be very realistic with where our club is. Where did West Ham finish last year? Were they like fifth or sixth? In the Premier League,
yeah. I think they would just outside the European spots.
Yeah, so you would almost think that a sixth place Premier League under 21 team might be better than a League One team anyway. So it's
again, an insight from Walkie, who does the corporate. I think he was joking a little bit and then had to get West Ham fans in there and he had to get it back by saying any youngster that's at West Ham's academy is going to be a good player.
That was my point. Yeah. That was my point. Especially the London clubs, Rich, was the area that densely populated. It's ridiculous.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Whether you need a VPN to protect you while online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Isn't it? Michael in Brisbane. Welcome along, Michael. Kane Vincent-Young is so out of form. I think Richard agrees with you, to be honest. Could Penny switch sides so we have two forward-thinking fullbacks? That was easy to say, wasn't it? Forward-thinking fullbacks. What about Wes Burns? I say this every time, Wes Burns at fullback. I'm not sure I see Penny switching sides, though, Rich.
No, I think he's very much one-footed. But again, you go the 5-3-2. Whatever you want to call it, 3-5-2. Wes Burns at right wing back makes a lot more sense. I just feel like Gwion Edwards going back there, but we looked all right for a few months and for a few weeks in January, didn't we? I don't think the map anything is a thing, but Danasian was okay. You know, he was caught out for one of the goals, I think, certainly on Saturday against Bolton. I like Danasian.
Just confuses me. I don't know what to think of Danasian. Just brings up so many weird. It's just like, I think Andy wrote in the paper, didn't he? It's like the weirdest Ipswich Town career in the history of anyone, Janoi Danasian. We'll talk first 11. We'll do that. We'll save that for the preview show, Guy. That we'll do that on Friday. Who's on with you on Friday, Rich?
That's me and Craig.
Rich and Craig will have a good look at that on Friday. Graham, Paul cooking, but getting very embarrassing. I think I might be quite close to Graham on my opinion at the moment. I'm a big Paul Cook fan and was going into this job, but I'm not in any under any illusions about the pathetic start to the season that we've had. So there we go. Fishing with Nick. I'd like to go fishing with Nick. No, I wouldn't. I'm terrible at fishing. No offense to Nick, Richard. I'd probably just get bored.
Sure, fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick would make it fun.
Not really a passive hobby type guy. Morsi and Carroll were good together, but the ball didn't stick up front. 4-2-3-1 didn't work with those players. It might work when Morsi and Carroll drew in the first team round. I think we're both just going to nod along to that one. Nick, Joe, you can't replace the whole team of strangers and expect them to hit the ground running. You can't, Joe, can you? The problem is sometimes it happens, doesn't it? Is annoying for us. HCH, don't judge me on last season. Give me one pre-season and one window. But then how many games, HCH, as well? So, yeah. This was the question. Lots of people judging on 6, 24. I don't know the answer to that. To be honest, it's up to you whether you're going to drop in last season's evidence or not.
I think it depends which side of the debate you're on as well, Ben.
Well, yeah. It's like a confirmation bias then, isn't it? But that's fine, you know. We're in a position again for about the 500th time since we run the podcast, Rich, where we're sat here going, it's not very good. Your idea might be best. Your idea might be best. I don't know.
We don't know.
Who the hell knows? Chris, in his lovely pajama bottoms there with his two cats, I think. They're nice. Can't see any return coming from Lincoln or Wednesday. Doncaster, I'm going to be huge for Cook. God, that's really worrying, isn't it? Lack of assistant and the assembled backroom team are a disaster, possibly. Really like the man, desperately want him to get through this, just can't see it working. Rich, just honing on those games. I think the normal Blue Monday answer is, right, pick the most difficult game. That'll be the win. Pick the easiest one. That's the 5-2 defeat, yeah?
Yeah, stranger things have happened, haven't they? I mean, Lincoln away, I've got bad memories of the 5-3 game there. And Michael Appleton, it's a good kind of story there, narrative there again about how close was he and the new owners and whether they like him or not. But you're right. It's just weird things like that. We'll probably get a point at Lincoln maybe and then beat Sheffield Wednesday and then lose to Doncaster, who are having an absolute shocking start as well. You just don't know. But Doncaster does suddenly feel like it's got a lot of meaning around it if we don't get that win before them.
Sure does. Keep your questions coming in, guys. Keep that feed filled. We'll try and answer as many or all of them as possible. No thought goes into which ones get chosen. Sometimes I will miss them. Just put them in there again if I do. Just a quick couple of plugs. I'm sure you have done already. Follow on Twitter at Blue Monday ITFC. If you're here, you've probably subscribed. If you haven't, hit the subscribe button. If you don't even use subscriptions, just hit it anyway. It helps us out. Go on. You know you want to. Follow on Instagram. I was going to send you a funny WhatsApp chat I had with David Diamond earlier, Rich, for Instagram, where there is a very long crap, but we'll save that maybe for Sunday. Follow on Facebook as well. And thank you, Chris and Bits, have already supported today. Really, really kind. We're not trying to make a fortune out of this, but we have to run the StreamYard and all of this good stuff now. So if you do want to contribute, the podcast will always be free, but if you do want to contribute, you can do so. Via a little PayPal feature, the Acast supporter feature on the Acast app, and by hitting the dollar button here on YouTube via Super Chat or Super Sticker. Most importantly, though, you set the agenda, keep the questions coming in. We're going to go a little while longer. Here's another one from Matt, Richard. We are in the here and now with this team and the new signing, so surely have to judge Cook on this season. I don't think last season how the final section of the season was dealt with are helping Cook, particularly with the fans that want him out. There's almost a sense, Richard, that Cook himself wrote himself out of being judged on that last season. I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit with Matt, but even though it's intangible, I do get that some people just don't fit in a certain situation. I do get that argument. I find it hard to, you can't rationalize that argument, someone not fitting, can you? Because it's a feeling rather than any evidence. So, sorry. What are your comments on what Matt said, Richard?
I was just going to reflect on if your cross section of Paul Cook games to assess on is goes back to last season, there were no issues with keeping clean sheets or having shutouts where they're part, ignoring the Wimbledon game, which just strings to mind. So it's weird how our issues have flipped around. We couldn't score last season. Now we can score, but we can't defend. I just find it an issue. Again, proves we don't know what we're talking about or have an understanding of the ins and outs here, because it's a totally different scenario, isn't it? We had no attacking threat and we were keeping teams at bay as well, and it's just flipped around. So it makes you even more wonder whether we just need to give this a little bit more time, maybe.
Went out with Pompey, Chesterfield and Wigan. He's now in the automatic spots. Have changed the matches across. Game changer. Oh, he's talking about Liam Richardson. Look, you would have had to have a crystal ball, I think. That would have been a very, very clever bit of selection if we assume Liam Richardson is going to have a great career. He's only had, five, six games? No, this season. He did take over Wigan during last season.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he? But, look, that's easy to say after the event. Good luck to him, because a lot of people never make the leap from assistant into full jobs. But I think that might be very harsh on game changer, even though I hate the term harsh being used in football analysis. Michael, with flying wingers in our team, do we need a number 10 rather than an extra man in midfield? Is he talking about a number 10 that can arrive in the box like a second striker?
Yeah, well, that wasn't happening last night, certainly. And I really feel sorry for Louis Barry, and I feel sorry for Scott Fraser in that it's just not working at the moment. And it makes me wonder whether we'll end up playing a striker as the number 10, because that instinct to arrive or to be, no one was bombing into the penalty area last night when we were attacking down the wide positions to get crosses in. We didn't get the crosses in because the guy looked up, who have I got to aim at? Norwood's maybe there, and that's it. And there's four defenders. And so I can see that number 10 needs to be maybe different to what Cook imagined when we were recruiting for it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. I remember Vidra top scored, didn't he, in Championship? Should have that written on my wall here somewhere. 21 goals. Where was that? Yeah, 17-18 for Derby. He was a striker playing number 10. I saw Lewis
play there.
I saw Lewis Graben play number 10 on Sunday behind Lyle Taylor. He was all right, actually. But yeah, the problem is he had Nick Powell, didn't he? Who's just, in terms of a physical guy who just arrives and finishes, still one of the best in the Championship. So there's your number 10, what he's hoping to do. Goalkeepers, what? So I'll try and read that how he's written it. Goalkeepers, what is happening? Asks Charlie. I'm totally with Harry from Bath on this type of thing. And he was very much the argument in your shows, the classic shows back in the Paul Hurst era, Richard, with you. Very much the argument of this niche position that's 90% psychology. And if we don't understand assistant managers, we definitely don't understand keepers. And they are the most affected by fragile team confidence, if I'm paraphrasing Harry right, yeah?
Yeah, and... Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I was gonna make a point, but I think Thomas Hayley's performance, and sadly, and my history with talking about him, which I've got a reputation now, which I'm not gonna drill into.
It's a rubbish penalty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's not being unreasonable. There you go. Yeah. You talk about Kieran Dyer. We have Kieran Dyer. You can go and listen to our interview with Kieran Dyer, which is on the channel from a couple of months ago. It's one that keeps coming up, isn't it? Dyer and his assistant, Rich.
I think someone whispered or mentioned yesterday that he was on the bench, and that would have made sense because there were a few under 23s in there. I liked I thought Kieran Dyer was a shoo-in after the end of last season, so I'm disappointed it hasn't happened. But again, if you're looking for an assistant manager or someone else to be part of that backroom team, is Dyer the defensive coach? I don't think he is. And does he have the authority? He's probably got the stature in the game, but in the here and now, to borrow Matt's point, turn of phrase, is he going to challenge Cook? Does he feel empowered to challenge Cook? I don't know. That's what we're kind of looking for the assistant as well, isn't it? To be able to say, no, you shouldn't do this, or... Have you thought about this?
I haven't spoken to him for an hour. He'll definitely do that, Rich.
Yeah, maybe. I like the idea. I like the idea. And to be fair to Joe, who's been pretty consistent about this as well, and a few other people on Twitter, that link to the Ipswich Town team of even last year, do you know what I mean? There's no real Ipswich Town people at the club. I don't think that's a major point or as big a point as we make out, but it is good, I think, to have people like Dyer who know how things work and have worked involved.
Right, we're going to go hyperspeed now. We've got a couple of minutes left and I can see three or four questions in here. So, Rich, Burns has been one of the only consistent performers. Needs to stay out wide and not at wing-back. Cook has got to start the defence with the defenders he's now brought. Is there a question in there? I agree with the point he's making about Burns, actually.
Yeah, I think I was mooting, or we were mooting Burns to right-back to solve the convincing...
Yeah, that was
problem.
Me, to be fair, wasn't it?
I think that's fair. You rob Peter to pay Paul, don't you, in that situation?
Yeah, you're right. Rob, I'm in the camp of giving Cook as much time as he needs, but should be not win the next four or five games. I think he will go or be sacked. No idea who would replace him, though. Worrying times. I don't think there's a question there, but a sensible comment there.
I just thought it was interesting that as long as he needs, but six games.
Yeah, right. Now, I know what he means, though. Do you remember we hypothesised this on the pod? I remember Dave saying, what happens if he gets to 10 games and he hasn't won one? And I remember Dave saying that, and I'm like, well, that won't happen. Yeah. Could do. This is weird, isn't it? A right back will be top of the list. Nick may be right. But that was like the one position we were going to keep, wasn't it? We were all right. Next season, we'll keep Vincent Young. That'll be fine. We're all right at right back, but there we go. Yeah. Remember when we used to win games comfortably? Never was the keeper even mentioned. Always given 6 out of 10 as they hardly touched the ball to play as a team. I could be in goal. I'm not sure about that bit. Bits in goal. He's taller than me, but Rich, everyone's taller than me. I've got 5'8½". I would not make. Adrach, nice looking dog there though. Fans are dreading it. The players may be dreading it too. Do you think PC is too? Although Lincoln got battered last night, but hang on. Yes, I did hear that in the Rotherham game. I think Rotherham had 28 shots or something, but didn't win the game. Rotherham have softened Lincoln up for us, Richard.
No, well, I was, as I say, Bolton Burton, exactly the same situation last week.
Right,
Bolton then hit 5, didn't they?
There you go. Guys, thank you ever so much for joining us. I say this every time on the show. This is my favourite one because Richard will know preparation takes ages on podcasts. It's an absolute joy to just come on here and you just set the agenda. Let's just bung that up. Thank you again, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you again, Bits, for the super chats. Richard, would you like to go into plug mode and tell the lovely people watching and listening what's happening over the next week or so on the pod?
Yeah. So as we mentioned, pre-match show, I need to decide with Craig whether we're going to do this live or we'll pre-record it. But pre-match show, we will talk about Lincoln. I will tell you who to put your money on for assists or first goal or anytime goal scorer. But don't forget when the fun stops, stop. But we'll
gambleaware.org.
We'll drill into Lincoln. We'll have a bash at another bid into room 101. And if it's live, love to get thoughts and interaction as much as possible as we go. If it's pre-recorded, we'll try and get as much stuff through the Twitter as we can and get people to see that. So do get involved. It's a new show. We're trying to make it enjoyable. We're trying to give you the wisdom and understanding of going into the weekend. But as I say, what do we know? You know, we're figuring out as we go. So, but we'll certainly wise you up on Lincoln if you're going to that flagship back on Sunday. I think you're in the host chair, aren't you? This time
yeah,
around.
And I think somewhere in Rushmere, David Diamond is back. Warming up, limbering up for one of the biggest craps anybody's ever heard in podcast history if we lose again. So there we go. And I assume we'll be back Is there a midweek game next week? I've got a one-month-old baby, so I'm excused from knowing absolutely anything. No, Sheffield Wednesday at the weekend. But we will be back. It'll probably be me again, won't it? Too much of me, never a good thing. We'll be back with the Q&A show in the middle of next week. Right, if you want a shout-out, stick it in there, and we will read it out just before we go. Make sure you've hit subscribe in all the necessary places. If you're listening back on the pod, this will be with you. Well, you've got it now because you're listening to it. I always fall over this space-time continuum thing. This will be up there now because you're listening to it. And thank you very, very much. And we will see you all very, very soon. Thank you, Richard. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
And yes, onward to the preview show. And last season's losing playoff finalists, Lincoln, at the weekend. Wrong. And
it's the promotion run-in. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much-needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nugget and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.